Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Rabbi Shrol Silver Olea Sholem. It begins in the Oz V'Hadar edition on Daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis, four lines from the bottom of the Amid, in the middle of the line with the words Rav Acha V'Rab Yuda Ben Pazi. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Mem Amid Aleph. Begins the Gemara. Rav Acha v'Rab Yuda ben Pazi yasvin b'chad kanishta. They were sitting in a certain shul. Osi over chad kumi tevasa. And then somebody got up and went in front of the Oren as a shliach tzibur. V'ashgir chad bracha. And he skipped one of the brachas. Osin v'shailin l'Rab Simon. So the call came and asked Rav Simon a shaila, where should he go back to? Amalon Rab Simon b'shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So Rab Simon answered in the name Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Shliach tzibur shehizgir shtayim shalosh brachas. A shliach tzibur who omitted two or three brachas. The halacha is ein machzir nisa. He does not have to go back. And the Pnei Moshe right away comments b'pnei Torah hatzibur. The obvious question is that in our Mishnah we find that ha'ovel lifnei teva v'ta'a Yavar Acher Tachtov, that he in fact should get a replacement. Here we see not only doesn't he get a replacement, he doesn't even have to go back to the place where he makes a mistake, which is in fact the normal procedure when a Yochid davens and he skipped something, he has to go back to the place where he skipped. So why should the Shliach Tzibur be different? How do we reconcile this Yerushalmi with what it says in the Mishnah? To answer all these questions, we will take a look in the Charedim and we will see the responses. Says the Charedim, Divrei Maschil Shehizgir, a little after the middle on the left-hand column, a few lines after the Gemara begins in the Charedim, says the Charedim, we'll learn it inside, Pirshu Hatur V'Rajba, the Rajba and Tshuva and the Tur speak out, Sheshat Shadilag, a Shliach Tzibur, who omitted some brachas, Ein Machzir Noisei L'Makom Shata. He does not go back to the place where he erred, where he made a mistake. Afal pi sheyachid chayzer, even though the halacha is that a yachid does have to go back. Shehayushalmi soiver the eish hefresh ben yachid l'shliach tzibur. Yushalmi holds there's a difference between an individual or a shliach tzibur. And what's the reason for this difference? The cost of agoyas maimin is perik asirim hilchas tefila. The agoyas maimin is in the 10th perik of hilchas tefila. Tells us Hatam, Mipnei Toirich Tzibur, just like the Pnei Moshe said here, because of Tircha the Tzibur, so by a shatz, even if he skipped two or three brachas, we're not machzer him. However, the Rambam and the Smag, continues the Charedim, and the same Rajba, there in that same Tshuva, Kosvu, or Savru, they are of the opinion, the less the Yerushalmi, that we don't paskin like this Yerushalmi, because in fact, the Bavli disagrees. The Talmud, a Bavli lechilik ben yochid l'shliach tzibur, just like a yochid has to go back to the place where he made a mistake, so too by a shliach tzibur. And in this regard, we are not concerned about tircha the tzibur according to the Bavli. And when you have a machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi, you go according to the Bavli. And therefore, you do have to go back to the place where you made a mistake, even by a tzibur, even by a shliach tzibur. Now, the Charedim points out the other problem that we had is how do we reconcile the Yerushalmi with what it says in the Mishnah? In the Mishnah, it says that you get a substitute, Yavar Acher Tachtov. And here, the Yerushalmi says, not only don't you have to get a substitute, but even this person doesn't have to go back to where he made a mistake, if he's a Shliach Tzibur. Says the Charedim, L'dasi Yerushalmi, Horek Tonim Masnisen, Yavar Acher Tachtov, Hainu Kishenivhal. He became petrified. He got the amos of the tzibur. He suddenly got petrified of davening before the Amid. He had made some mistake, and he's like frozen in place. He's not able to continue. Ki'ilu nishtatik, as if he had become quiet, mute. He's not able to express anything. Then you have to get a substitute. There's no choice. Avol kishid dileg. about where he skipped, and he's still able to continue to Shmoyne Esrei. V'hiskel brach acheres. He began another bracha. Loy mi boy she'em avir and acher tachtov. Not only don't we make a substitute with someone else, el afilu lachzir l'makom shedilag, ein machzirin. We don't even return him according to the Yerushalmi to the place where he made a mistake because of tircha d'tzibura, and here the shliach tzibur is different than the yachid. So the Rambam and the Smag and the Rajba are of the opinion that there's a machloik is Bavli and Yerushalmi. The Bavli disagrees with Yerushalmi, and we paskin like the Bavli that whether it's a yachid or whether it's a shliach tzibur, you have to go back to the place that he made a mistake. But even according to Yerushalmi, where you don't have to go back, but that's only if the shliach tzibur is able to continue. But if the shliach tzibur got petrified, he's paralyzed, he's mute, he's unable to continue, then the Yerushalmi, of course, agrees with our Mishnah that in that situation, you have to be Mavir Acher Tachtov. And now we are ready to begin the next Gemara on Daf Nun Ches Amid Aleph. Begins the Gemara, Ashkach Tano Yipole. A Tana was found, and we're going to begin the sugya by learning, like the Pnei Moshe, that Upolik means that he argued on what we learned before at the bottom of Daf Nun Zayin Beis in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Let us see the Pnei Moshe inside. Ashkech Tana Upolig in the left-hand column. Ashkech on Tana the Brisa, the Polig, Al Hadam Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Bistam de'en machzir noisai, V'loi mechalik midi ben habrachas. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was not mechalik between any of the brachas. By all of the brachas, if the Shliach Tzibur skipped them, if he skipped two or three of them, ein machzir noisai, without exception. But this Tana disagrees. Let us go back to the Yerushalmi. Ashkelon Tana Yopolig, he argues, yes, in general, we have a klal l'chol ein machzir neisoi, but there's exceptions to the rule. Chutz b'mishol ayomer mechaya mesim, if he didn't say the brach of tchiyas mesim, u'machniya zeden, that the Rabbi Shalom subjugates those who desecrate the Torah b'mezid on purpose, that's the bracha of Lamalshinim, Ubonei Yerushalayim, and the bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim. What does Bonei Yerushalayim refer to? Says the Rosh Cirillo at the end of the second line in the right-hand column, Ula Mashiach, and in brackets he has Es Tzemach. In other words, this is a person who, it seems that he doesn't believe, he's a min, he doesn't believe in Tchiyas HaMesim, that's why he didn't say the Baruch of Mechaya Mesim, he doesn't believe in Lamalshinim, he doesn't want to curse himself, he himself perhaps is a Malshin and a Rasha, and he doesn't want to curse himself by saying Machni Zaydim. And finally, Bein Yerushalayim, which refers to Mashiach, my colleague in the OU, Rab David Gurelik Shlita, points out that this Yerushalmi will be consistent with what we learned earlier in the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi doesn't have 18 brachas without V'lam Al-Shinim, but it only has 17 brachas without V'lam Al-Shinim. V'lam Al-Shinim was added later, as we're going to learn in the next few lines, by Shmuel HaKotan. But the Iker, there were only 17 brachas. Why? Because according to Yerushalmi, Boinei Yerushalayim and Es Tzemach David, that speaks about Mashiach, were all said together in one bracha. So now it's very good. When the Yerushalmi here says Boinei Yerushalayim, what does that refer to? Tells us the Rosh Cirillo, that's the bracha concerning Mashiach, which is Es Tzemach David Avdecha, which is Mashiach ben David, and that's all part and parcel, according to the Yerushalmi, of Boinei Yerushalayim. Yashikayach Reb David for this ha'ara, that Boinei Yerushalayim and Es Tzemach David go together. So let's continue in the Pnei Moshe. At the end of the second line in the left-hand column, Aval Hai Tanis Virlei, this Tan who argues on Rabbi Shu ben Levi, he holds, the Lechol Ein Machzir Noisai, that's the rule. If he skipped a bracha, he doesn't go back when he's a Shliach Tzibur, Chutz, with the exception. Mimishalei Amr Gimel Eilu, if he didn't say these three, Mechaya Mesim, and Lamashinim, and the bracha about Mashiach. Shemachzir Noisai, there we do make him repeat, Lefi She'ani Oimer, I say minhu. That if he doesn't want to say it over, as we're going to see in the Charedim, then we're maver him. I say he's a min. The ainay mamin bailey doesn't believe in these. V'tzarach sheyoymer son, and he must say it. Otherwise, he's removed and someone else takes over. Let us see the Charedim in the right hand column. The v'shloy she'elu machzir v'imshocha. If he forgot it and he is unable to say these brachas, we don't wait at all. We take him away, we remove him, and we bring someone else in his stead. So we give him a short while to recollect, and if he can't, one of these three brachas, we bring the next shots. The cost of a tour, the tour says that Yerushalmi Zedafa gave the less hilchasekavase b'hara mechalak ben yochel shlich tzibur. Even as though, as we learned before, the halacha is not like this Yerushalmi who is mechalak between yochel and tzibur, because the Bavli was not mechalak between a yochel and a tzibur, that both of them have to repeat from the place that they made the mistake if they omitted a bracha. But there is something else that we do learn from this Rishalmi, says the Tur Mikol Mokam, Lomadnu Mimenu, Daha Damra Bavli, that which the Gemara in Brachas in the Bavli, Daf Choftasim et Alf, in the Sugya of Shmuel HaKotan, which we're going to learn here in Yerushalmi as well, in the next few lines, where the Bavli says over there, Toh B'chol HaBrachas Kulon, Ein Malin, what does the word Malin mean? Mavir and Isoi, if a person made a mistake as a shliach tzibur in all the brachas, we don't remove him. Chutz mi birchas aminim. There's one exception, the birchas aminim, that's v'lam oshinim. The ain lemeidim and akolas hafil b'makom shnever boy chutz g'dom rabavli perakam b'kedushin. We find in the first parak of Masechet Kedushin, daf lamed dalet amud alef in the Bavli, that ain lemeidim and akolas, you never learned from a klal, even if it says in that klal that we have a klal chutz with one exception. So it would seem if you're writing that except for one exception, it means certainly the klal is that anything except for that one exception, there's a klal. No, it's possible that even though we say there's a klal with one exception, it's possible to have more than one exception. So the same thing over here. Even though the Bavli over there said that by all of the brachas imta b'chol brachas kulin ein malin, we're not maver him, with the exception of v'lam alshinim. But the truth is, there's three exceptions, as we have in our Yerushalmi, that we learned from our Yerushalmi, that not only is the bracha of the minim, the v'lam alshinim, he has to repeat it, and if he can't repeat it right away, we take another shlich tzibur, but who adin, tchiyas amesim, and es samach david, boy in Yerushalayim, about Mashiach, also, if he doesn't say it right away correctly, we take someone else, says the tour, the zilbaster time, go after the reasoning, the vadai betchiyas amesim, boy in Yerushalayim, ikal amech, shem aminu, as the Pnei Moshe told us. In this respect, whether he's a min, it's not only if he doesn't want to say v'lam alshin, he refuses to curse himself, and because he himself is a min, that's what we're worried about. Who a din if he doesn't want to say Tchiyas HaMeisim, or he doesn't want to say Bayin Yerushalayim Es Samach David about Mashiach? We're also worried that he is a min, and therefore, if he doesn't correct himself immediately, we take him away and we put someone else in his stead. The Gemara states that if a person forgot Mechayim Meisim and Machniya Zedim, Ubayin Yerushalayim, Ani Oimer Minhu, I say that this person is a min, and he either has to right away remember the correct bracha, or we are maver him. Continues the Gemara now about Shmuel HaKotan, who the Bavli tells us in Brachas, Daf Chof Ches Amid Beis, that Rabbi Gamaliel wanted someone of a great stature to be Mesakin a bracha, Keneged Malshinim, and the Minim, Shmuel HaKotan was Mesakin the bracha of Vela Malshinim. But what happened? Shmuel HaKotan, Avar Kumei Tevusa, Shmuel HaKotan went in front of the Oren. The Ashger Machniazem, he forgot the bracha that he himself was the Mechaber of, which he authored, the bracha of Machniazem, of Lamashinim. Besoifo, at the end, after he had gone on to a different bracha, Shori Mashkevalein, he looked up to see if the people, realizing that he had skipped the bracha of Lamashinim, whether they would tell him to leave the Amid and take someone else in his stead. Amron Lei, so the people told him, Loi Shiru Chachamim Kach. The Rabbanan, the Chacham did not consider you when they said that you have to be Maver, someone who makes a mistake in Olam Hashinim. And the Bavli goes into detail there in Daf Chavtes and Brachas, why they in fact weren't Maver. In fact, the Bavli says they waited for Shmuel HaKotan for 2 to 3 hours to recollect the bracha that he himself had been mechaber, and as the Meforshim explained, perhaps out of the emes of the tzibura, the fear of the tzibur, and the pressure of the minim, and he forgot that bracha that he himself was the author of. So they gave him 2 or 3 hours to recollect that bracha, but why weren't they maver? We see here from the Charedim that if you can't correct it right away, we're maver you and take someone else. Why didn't they do that by Shmuel HaKot? So first the Gemara says, because he was mechaberit. So then the Gemara says, well, he could have been mechaberit, but he has bechira, and maybe he, Chas V'Shalom, became an apikaris, a min. So why should he be treated differently? And then the Gemara says that we're not chayshish, a person who was a tzaddik all along, that he should suddenly go off to Derech. And the Gemara goes into Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol, whether he was a tzaddik all along, or really he was Yanei HaMelech, who was a Rasha to begin with. Only a Rasha who becomes a tzaddik can turn around and become a Rasha, but a tzaddik Mikori can't. It'll depend, was Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol Yanei previously or not? So the Gemara says, if you say he was not Yanei, it would come out. We know that Yochanan Kohen Gadol was 80 years a Kohen Gadol, and at the end he became an apikaris. So you see someone who could be a tzaddik from birth, FFB, and yet after 80 years become an apikaris, Chas V'Shalom. So the Gemara at the end comes out that the reason is because he started the bracha, but he wasn't able to finish it. So there it indicates that he believes in the bracha. He just didn't remember the wording. And that's why some in our Gemara learn that, not as we said it before, va'ashger machniyah zedim, he forgot machniyah zedim, and then b'sayfa shari mishkevelen, at the end, after he had skipped to another bracha, he looked whether the people wanted to be mavur. The word b'sayfa does not go on shari mishkevelen, but rather it goes on the previous phrase, va'ashger machniyah zedim b'sayfa, he forgot machniyah zedim, not in totality, but only at the end of the bracha machniyah zedim. He started the bracha. Someone who starts the bracha and shows that he believes in the bracha, it's only at the end that he didn't remember the words. Such a person were not mavir, even if we would be of the opinion that a tzaddik from birth could, through bechira, become, even after 80 years, an apikaris, even if we would go with that opinion. However, if he started the bracha, then we're not choishes that he does not believe in it. So answers the Gemara in the Bavli brachas, Daf Chavtes Amid Aleph. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, he said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba, who said in the name of B'Shem Rabbi Eliezer, Sofik Hisker Shavrash Chaydish, Sofik Lai Hisker Machzir Nasei. The Gemara discusses another type of possible omission where a person out of Suffolk, if he said Yal V'Yavi on Rish Chaydish, the halacha is that he has to go back, and we'll soon see where he has to go back to, but he has to go back to repeat and say Yal V'Yavi. Now, the Beis Yosef and Siman Tuv Chav Beis asks a fundamental question here in the sugya. We know that Shemayna Esrei is only a Drabbanan, so if he has a suffix, whether he said Yal V'Yavit, which is a suffix Drabbanan, we should say suffix Drabbanan L'Kula. Einachanami, if he certainly did not say Yal V'Yavit, then he has to go back. But here where it's only a suffix, why don't we say suffix Drabbanan L'Kula? Answers the Beis Yosef, that since we know when it comes to other changes in the tefillah, it takes 30 days, or 90 tefillahs, or according to the Chassam Sofer in a tshuva, 101, he figures out with the Musaf of Yontiv, that it takes, and the Shabbos says it takes 101 times, because Ein Adomim Misha Shana Pirkei, May Upon Misha Shana May V'Achad. But it takes at least 30 days to accomplish this, that it should become Murgul to change, let's say, into saying Mashu Ruch Amar Dagoshim. And therefore, if a person has a suffix in these 30 days, whether he said it or not, Daloch is, he has to assume that he didn't get used to it yet and that he did not say it. So since, by Yalvi Yavi of Rish Chodesh, it's never that he's been saying it for 30 days, Ritzufin in a row. So therefore, although it's a suffix Rabbanan, but since we see that we assume that the person within 30 days, if he has not constantly during those 30 days been repeating it over and over again, which is the case of Yalvi Yavoi, he has not been saying it for 30 days Ritzufin. So there we assume he did not say it, and therefore, even though it's only Drabbanan, he's Mechuyev to repeat it. La'echon uchayzer, which means la'echon, to what part of Shemoneh Esrei does he return to say Yalvi Yavoi? We have a machlaika, Shimon Bar Vav b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Shimon Bar Vav says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, im okar es raglov choyzer l'chatchila, if he went the three steps back at the end of Shemoneh Esrei and he had forgotten, or he has a suffix, whether he has said Yalvi Yavai, so then he must go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. The Imlav, but if he has not yet taken the three steps back, even though he's finished Shemoneh Esrei, then Choyzul Avoida, then he only has to go back to the Bracha of Ritzei, which speaks about the Avoida of the Beis HaMikdash, is referred to as the Bracha of the Avoda. Amar Rabbi Yudim and Pazi, he see a das, if he had Hesach Hadas, he did not take the three steps back. He finished Shemoneh Esrei, and he forgot to take the three steps back. He see a das, Kemisha Akas Raglov. That's as if he has been Akas Raglov, because normally he would take the three steps back at this point in Shemoneh Esrei. It's just that he got distracted and he forgot to do so. So that's considered that he finished Shemoneh Esrei, that he has taken the three steps back, although he hasn't. And therefore, now that he has a suffix, whether he said Yalvi Yalvi, he has to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. The Eilen Tachnunya Tzricha, concerning the Tachnunim that people say, for example, Bizman Hazeh, when we take the three steps back, we say Yiratzon Sheyibanu Beis HaMikdash V'Meherav Yameinu. So, although we have finished Shemoneh Esrei, but we are still saying tefillos when we take the three steps back. So tzricha, it's like tzorich ian. We don't know what the halacha is. Because on the one hand, we can say, well, the person took the three steps back, and therefore, now that he has a suffix, whether he said Yalvi Yovi, he should go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. But on the other hand, since he is still saying tchinais, he's saying tachnunim, so it's like he has not yet finished the Shemoneh Esrei. He took the steps back, but he hasn't finished the tachanunim. And therefore, maybe that's not considered that he has completely ended Shemoneh Esrei, which would require him to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Maybe he only has to go back to the Avoda, to Ritzei. The Gemara remains with a question. Tzricha, Tzorachin, the Gemara does not resolve this question. In the Bavli brings down various shitas of how to reconcile this question, but here in the Yerushalmi, it remains with a tzorech ian. Continues the Gemara, we are going to learn now a halacha in Kriyas HaTorah that mirrors the halacha that we learned in our Mishnah concerning a shatz. We learned in the Mishnah that ha'ayver lefnei ha'teva v'toh, yavar achar tachtov, that if somebody was davening and he made a mistake, and as we learned from the Charedim, that it was a mistake where he could not continue. So the Mishnah says that someone else should take over, and the Mishnah concludes, Umei ayin hu maschil, where does the substitute take over from? Mitchilas bracha shetazeh, from the beginning of the bracha, that this one who now is mute, he's dumb, he's not able to say anything, from the beginning of that bracha. So the Gemara now says a similar halacha by Kriyas HaTorah. Begins the Gemara, Rab Abba b'Reid Rab Chiya Bar Abba, Rab Abba the son of Rab Chiya Bar Abba, said in the name of Rab Chiya b'Shem Rab Yochanan, in the name of Rab Chiya, in the name of Rab Yochanan, Hoya Kaira b'Torah. If someone was reading in the Torah, and the minig in those days was that every Aliyah, the person who got called up for the Aliyah, he would read from the Sefer Torah. Not like we have a Balkore who reads for the Ola, but rather the Ola would read himself. So this person was called up to the Torah. He began reading the Torah, but then Vinishtatek, and he became dumb. He became mute. He wasn't able to continue. He was he had Amos of the Tzibura. He was afraid of the Tzibur. Whatever the cause was, he was unable to continue. So we have to get a substitute, just like by the Shliach Tzibur, when this happens, we get a substitute here too. Zeh Shehu Oimei Tachtov, the one who replaces him, where should he begin from? Yaschol Mimokam Shehischol Arishin. He should begin from the place that the first Ola began from the place where the one who could no longer continue, where he had started from. Im Omar At, if you will say, you will argue, no, that it should be Mimokim Shepasak, it should be from the place where he was unable to continue, I will tell you that there is a problem in that. Why? Hari Shainim, the first Psukim, Nizborch Lufnaim. There was a bracha that was made before they were read by the Ola who could no longer continue. But V'loy Nizborch Lachreim, a bracha was not recited after them because immediately the substitute took over. Veho achronim, the last psukim, nizborchu l'achrayan. They were made a bracha on at the end when the substitute completed that aliyah. But v'loy nizborchu l'fnayan. They were not made a bracha on before. Because as the Pnei Moshe explains, since you're relying on the psukim that were already said by the first Ola, then you're relying on his bracha as well. Let us look quickly in the Pnei Moshe, who explains this entire Gemara. It's opposite where we are in the Gemara, in the middle of the column of the Pnei Moshe. Yaschol Mimakom Shehischol Rishon, Zeh Shekor Lefanav Nishtatek. The Rishon is the first one who read in the Torah and he couldn't continue. He was quiet. Ken Mefarish Taima, as the Gemara is going to explain the reason why the second one has to go back to the beginning of the Aliyah. Why? She'im Oimer Ata, if you're going to say Mimakom Shepasak, that the second one should only go back to the place where the first one was unable to continue. Im Kein Psukim Arishonim Shekara Arishon Nizborchu Lefneihem. So the first Psukim had a bracha in front of them, Shebirich Zeh Lefnei Kriyasan, that the first Ola made the bracha before he read them. But Veloinis Baruch Lachrayan, he didn't make a bracha after them. Shaharei Loi Hispik Levorech. He didn't have a chance to make a bracha because he was unable to continue, and the second one took over. V'achronim, and the last psukim, says the Pnei Moshe, psukim achronim, shekor ezeh shoy metachtov, that the substitute read, well, they were nizborchu l'achrein, v'lo nizborchu l'fnein. They had a bracha after them, not a bracha before. Sharei maschel mimokim shepasak, because as you're trying to say, he will continue from the place that the first one was unable to continue. V'goymer kriyas harishon, al smach birchose shebirach kvar. Just like he's depending on the psukim that the first one read, he's also depending on the bracha that the first one recited. And that is a problem. Let us go back to the Gemara. What is the problem with that? Uksiv Torah Hashem Tamima Mishivas Nashvesh. The Torah of Hashem is complete. It restores the soul. We learn out from this pasuk Shitei Kula Tamima. The entire Torah has to be complete. Says the Pnei Moshe. What's the pshat in the last small line? In the left-hand column, it should be Tmima b'birchaseha shemivorchen oleh, in the brachas that one recites over the Kriyas HaTorah, v'hilkach, tzorach sheyaschem mimakom shehischol harishon. This substitute has to start from where the first one's aliyah began, the Oz, and then, in fact, Yivorach b'tchilu b'soif. Then, since he's not relying on the psukim that were read by the first one, he's reading those psukim over again, so he, Einachanami, makes a bracha before those psukim, u'b'soif, and he makes a bracha at the end. V'nimtzu kol ha'psukim nizbarach u'lufneim melach reim. And it comes out that all the psukim had a bracha before them and after them, and so there is a fulfillment of Torah Hashem Tmima Mishivas Nafesh Shetehe Kula Tmima, that all the psukim should be complete, that their bracha should be recited before all the psukim and after all the psukim. So this halacha by Kriyas HaTorah mirrors the halacha that we have by Ashatz, who was Nishtatek, who couldn't continue, that the one who substitutes has to go back from the beginning, in the case of a Shlich Tzibur, from the bracha, where he wasn't able to continue, and in the case of Kriya, to the beginning of the Aliyah, which the first one was unable in the middle of that Aliyah to continue, the substitute, Bal Kori, will go back to the beginning of that section, that Aliyah that the first Ola had received. Continues the Gemara. Tani, we learned in the Braisa. Lo Yehu Shnayim Karin B'Torah V'Echad Matargim. Two people should not read in the Torah at the same time, as the Rosh Cirillo explains. V'Echad Matargim. Even if the translation, as they used to do in those days, there was a Matargim who translated the Kriya. Even if there's only one Matargim, but if there are two who are Bevas Achas at the same time reading from the Torah, that is prohibited. What is the reason? Rabbi Zeira said, Mipnei HaBracha, because of the Bracha. Which Bracha? Says the Charedim, two lines from the bottom, the Ho'oila Likras B'Torah Oimer Borchu. He says, Borchu is Hashem Amvarach. And that is Loishayach Elabi Yochid, that only a Yochid can say that bracha. Midich siv, gadlu l'ashem iti, unaroim mashma yachtov. So we learn out, gadlu, you the tzibur, I the oila am calling out to you the tzibur, you should magnify and make great Hashem's name, iti with me, gadlu horabim, you the rabim, iti hayochid. So therefore, the one who says borchu to the tzibur, borchu is Hashem avarach, and they respond, the tzibur responds, borach Hashem hamavarach l'olam voed, but the one who is reciting that bracha has to be one. So two people cannot read from the Torah at the same time, because they're both going to have to make brachas. And when it comes to making brachas, it's borchu, it's iti, it's only one person making the bracha. But the Gemara does not like this reason. Why? V'atani, we learned at the end of that same brisa, in the Seifa, it says, not only can two people not read from the Torah at the same time, but lo yushnai metargim and vechot kairei. You cannot have two people translating, even if only one does the Kriya in the Torah. Now, what are you going to say the reason is here? Islach meimer mepnei habracha. Are you going to say here also the same reason because there's a problem with the bracha? As the Charedim tells us, the last Charedim on the Amid, Bitmi of Are Eina Metargim, Omer Baruchu. The Metargim doesn't say Baruchu, he doesn't make any brachas. So if the whole problem is because of the bracha, that shouldn't be a problem if two people are saying the Targum together. So the Gemara says there must be a different reason. El mishum, the reason is she ain't shnei koilos nichnasen l'toich oizen achas, because two people, as much as they may try to synchronize what they're saying, but it's impossible to be exact that the words that they are saying should be synchronized, and therefore it'll come out to be two kolos. We won't hear a united voice, we will hear two voices, and two voices cannot enter into one ear. As the Pnei Moshe says right at the end of the Amid in the Pnei Moshe, the Trei Koli Lo Mishtami, two voices cannot be heard by a person at the same same time. And Einichanami, the Mechaber in Archaim Simen Kuf Mem Aleph Sif Beis Paskins, based on this Gemara, that even though our minig is that we have a Balkorei, but yet the person who's Oyla should say it with the Balkorei. But how does he say it with? He has to say it very quietly, that no one should hear it, because Trei Koyel Mishtami, if he's going to say it loud, then people will be hearing his voice together with the Balkoreis, and then we have the prohibition of two people making the Kriya at the same time, which are not allowed. And Huadin, in the times of the Gemara, two people were not allowed to say the Targum together because it's the same reason. Because of Trei Koli Loi Mishtami, we have answered both the Reisha and the Seifa. If the reason would have been because of Borchu, Gadlu Lashem Iti, that would only explain the Reisha of Shnaim Karim Batar Vechem Targum, and not the Seifa. But now that we came up with the reason of Ein Shnei Koyos Nechlas L'Toich Oizen Achas Trei Koyol Loi Mishtami, that applies both when two people are saying the Kriya and when two people are saying the Targum. As we turn to Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis Tani, we learned in a Brisa. And as the Charedim and the Pnei Moshe as well explain here, the top Charedim who pliga hach b'raisa delil, this b'raisa is really arguing on what we learned on Amud Aleph, u'kumoshe rogolim rabavli tanya idach, ki pliga rishayin. And when the second b'raisa is arguing on the first b'raisa, the derech of the bavli is to say tanya idach, we learned in a different b'raisa, a conflict to that which we learned in the earlier Brisa. So here the Yerushalmi doesn't say it, but the Charedim and the Pnei Moshe explained that that's what the Yerushalmi means. Tani, we learned in a Brisa that argues on the Brisa on Amud Aleph, Shnayim Kairin Batorah, that two people are allowed to read in the Torah at the same time. Ve'ein Shnayim Maftirin B'Navi, but two people cannot say the Maftir in the Navi together. What is the reason? Amar Abula, Kruyois Batorah, because people are familiar with what's written in the Torah, and they could discern two voices that are saying the Kriya at the same time. But Ve'ein Kruyois B'Navi, but most people are not Baki in Navi. There they will not be able to hear two voices that are not together exactly. It won't enter their ear. They won't be able to understand what is being said because they don't have a familiarity with the text. Mashiachin in the Torah, they are familiar. Let us see the Charedim inside. Third line, Mefarishul, the time and the reason why there's a difference between the Kriyas HaTorah and the Kriya in the Navi, Mishum Dekuli Amar Regili B'Torah. Everybody's used to the reading the Torah. Utrei Kala Mishtami, their two voices will be able to be heard at the same time. Aval B'Navi Lav Ruba Regili, but by Navi most people are not Rogel. Ve'ein Oizen Shemasi Offer, the ear will not be able to hear well if it is hearing two people at one time. So this Brisa argues on the Brisa on Amud Aleph. On Amud Aleph, we learned that Shnayim are not Kaira B'Torah either. And here on Amud Beis, we learn Torah, yes, they could, but not Navi. The Gemara now continues to explain the Mishnah where we learned that when this Shlich Tzibur got stuck and he wasn't able to continue, and we have a substitute, so the Mishnah says, V'loye sarvim bo'isashah, he shouldn't refuse. Normally, the Meiri in Brachas Taflam Adalad Amud Aleph is Medayik, that only bo'isashah, in this situation, where the Tzibur is waiting for someone to take over, he shouldn't refuse. But normally, when he's asked to be a Shliach Tzibur, he shouldn't jump up and run to the Amid. He should refuse. Then it's commendable for him to refuse. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yeshua de Roimaya, Rav Yeshua of the south of Eretz Yisrael stated, Shloisha Dvorim, there are three things where Ruban Umiyuton Ra, where in excess, too much or too little of it is bad. Uvenu Nisan Yafa, but the middle, not to either extreme, that is the correct approach. What are these three things? Hasaor, yeast, too much or too little of yeast is no good. Vahamelech and salt, vahasiruv, and what's negeyat ar gemora, refusing. Either extreme is not good. Here we're speaking about in a regular situation. In the case of our Mishnah, one should not be a sarvan at all in that situation. But in a regular situation, when someone is asked to daven for the yamid, he should have a medium. What is the medium? Here's how it works. Bitchila mesarv. At first, when he's asked the first time, he refuses. Shnia, when he's asked again, ma'am, which the Mara Fulda says means megamgem kiroitze ve'enoroitze. Like he shakes his head back and forth, yes, no, like he's hesitant to go up. He didn't make a snap decision, a quick decision to go up. But when he's asked Bishlishis the third time, Ratzuva, he runs and comes. The Bavli, who discusses the same inyan, has a different lashon. Instead of Ratzuva, it states Poishetes Raglov. The third time, he extends his feet. In other words, he stands up to go. It would seem that L'chayra, the Yerushalmi, is saying Ratzuva because since we are dealing with Tircha de Tzibura, the Tzibur is waiting for the person to go up. There's no shliach tzibur. No one is taking over. So perhaps there is an inyan to run now zrizim magdimim lemitzvahs. Continues the Gemara, Rav Chuna, or as we have in the Shnei Nischois Ois Beis on the side of the Gemara, Rav Eliezer. Hava Yosef b'chad kanishta. He was sitting in a certain shul, and he noticed the following. All chazna, the chazan came. This is not the cantor, but as the charedim tells us in Divrei HaMaskal chazna, shamish shel beis haknesses kori chazan b'loshon haTalmud. In the loshon of the Gemara, what we call the shamish or the gabai of the shul, he was known as the chazan. The Rosh Cirillo says, Misasek b'tzorchei tzibur. He was a person who was oisek b'tzorchei tzibur. He tried to help the community. So this person went over, va'atrich al-chad, he badgered, he pestered someone, de'yeil, that he should go up and be the shlich tzibur, v'loi kibul ilui, and he did not accept it. At the end, he came to Rabbi Lazar Amalei and he said to him, Lo yichas mori olai begain deloi havevinam isar loyalis. Please don't be angry at me, my master. The reason I didn't go up is because I was not inspired. And so says the Rosh Cirillo, begain deloi havevinam isar shaloi hayisi mi yushiv ula orer kavanasi ula ispalal. I was not composed that I should be able to daven properly with the right kavana for the community, and since I wasn't inspired, I refused to go up. The Pnei Moshe, let us see, all chazna, divya maschel, v'loy ha'ya roitza laus l'spal. He didn't want to go up. V'triach ha'lechet she'ispal b'm koimoy. So the Pnei Moshe learns that really the chazan was supposed to be the shliach tzibur, and he didn't want to go up, so he badgered someone else should go up b'm koimoy instead of him. V'loy kibul zev mimenu, and this one refused. U'besoif, at the end, after davening, bo'azel l'gabi rabbi Eliezer, l'snatz l'atzmei, wanted to excuse himself, al shasirav, that he refused. We learned before that refusing a lot is not good either. You have to be in the middle. The Omar al Yichas Adoni Elisha, don't be angry at me that I refused. The reason I refused is Shebishvil Shalayisim is Oirer Begufi. Vihirgashti Ezek Vedus Baatsmi. Bishvil Kachlo Elisi Lebeis HaKnesses. I didn't go to shul to be the shliach tzibur, not like the Rosh Cirillo said, because I wasn't spiritually inspired to daven for the tzibur, but rather I had some physical problem, some heaviness that I physically didn't feel well that I should daven for the tzibur. And Rabbi Eliezer answered to him, and let's go back to the Gemara and see what the answer is. Omar lei, Rabbi Eliezer said back to this person, Allah loika asit. I wasn't angry at you, El al hadein diatrach. I was angry at the one who badgered you. As the Pnei Moshe continues, Veheshiv loy loy alecho kaasti. I wasn't angry at you. I was angry at someone, ki im al zeshi triach alecha harbe. Just like there's an inyan that a person shouldn't refuse too much, he should, at the second time, he is hesitant to go up, the third time he runs to go up, as we learned before, he shouldn't take it to an extreme and refuse. And this person over here was aware of that, and he came to excuse himself why he totally refused, because he had certain problems. But on the other hand, the person who's asking shouldn't go to an extreme either. If he sees the person who doesn't want, he should realize there's some reason why he doesn't want to be the Shlich Tzibur, and he should stop badgering him, and that's why on that person, in this case, Rabbi Eliezer was upset. Continues the Gemara. Betitai, who is Betitai, says the Charedim, Shlich Tzibur Oya, he was a Shlich Tzibur, V'kach Shmoy, that was his name. So one day, Ishtatek. Now, we've been learning the whole sugya here that he was dumb, could be from Amos of the Tzibura. But the Mephoshim here say another pshat as well, that he became hoarse. He didn't have a voice anymore. And that could be another reason in the whole sugya why the Shlich Tzibur is unable to continue. He lost his voice. But where did he lose his voice? He lost it b'oifanayo. As Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita in his Biur explains, that in those days the Shlich Tzibur used to say the brach of Yotzer Oyer, the brachas of Kriya Shema, out loud. And he was moitzi the Tzibur. The Tzibur sat quietly listening. There were only two places that the Tzibur responded out loud, and that was in the brach of Yotzer Or by Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. And then they also responded a little further with saying, Baruch Kvod Hashem Mim Koimoi. In the middle between Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh and Baruch Kvod Hashem Mim Koimoi is Voifan and V'chayis HaKodesh. The Shlich Tzibur, after the call, had said out loud, Kodesh, 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 he was about to say voifanim and be moitzi them, and he became hoarse. He lost his voice. He wasn't able to continue. That's where he stopped. Now the shaila was, where should the shliach tzibur, who will replace him, where should he begin from? We've been discussing when this happens in Shmoneh Esrei. So he goes back to the bracha that the other one stop that. But what about the Birchas Kriyishma? Asim v'shanel Rav Avin. They went and asked the shal by Rav Avin. Amar and Rav Avin, so Rav Avin told B'shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi, in the name of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Zeh she'oiver tachtov, the one who replaces him, yaschel mimakim shepasak. He should start from the place where this Batitai stopped, where he lost his voice, which is by Voifanim. Amar lei, so they asked Rav Avin, Vohatninan, we have learned in the Mishnah, Maskla Bracha Shatazeh. He starts from the Bracha which this one made a mistake in. So he doesn't go back. So if he starts from the beginning of where this person made a mistake, he should go back to the beginning of Yotzer Or, of the Bracha of Yotzer Or. Why are you letting him go back to Voifanim? Amar Loin. So he answered them, Mekivin d'anisun kedushta, since you have already responded out loud with Kadosh, 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 kimi shehu tchilas bracha. So now the voifanim is like a second section. There are two sections in Yotzer Or. One ends with Kadosh, 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 and then the next one begins with voifanim, and then the people answer right after voifanim, Baruch Kvod Hashem Kaimai. But since the Tzibur has already, in the middle of Yotzer Or, said that part of Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh out loud, the next part, voifanim, that's as if you're starting a new bracha, Mimela. The one who takes over goes back to the beginning of the bracha, but not all the way to the beginning of Yotzer Or. He goes back to Voifanim, which is the beginning of the next section of Yotzer Or. Our next Mishnah, Halacha Dalet, discusses Birchas Kohanim, where mistakes by the Shlich Tzibur are also possible. Birchas Kohanim are said by Svardim around the world every day, and by Ashkenazim in Eretz Yisrael, they're said every day, but in Chutz Loretz, they're only said on Yontiv. Begins the Mishnah, Ho'ivr lefnei hateva, someone who's a Shlich Tzibur, lo yana acher ha-kohanim amen. He should not answer to the Kohanim's bracha after each bracha of the three brachas of Birchus Kohanim, Yivarecha Hashem Vishmrecha, Yor Hashem Panavelech Vichuneko, Yisu Hashem Panavelech Yosem Chosholim, after each bracha, he should not answer, Amen, Mibnei Atirav, because of the confusion. Let us see the Charedim. Says the Charedim, B'soif Kol Bracha, Bracha, at the end of each of these three brachas, he should not say, Amen, Mibnei Atirav. Shaloi titrav daitiolav v'yite. He should not get confused, make a mistake. Why? Lefi shetzorich lahaschil bebracha shlachreo. He has to start with the next bracha. V'loimer lefnei ha-kohanim kol teva of teva. He has to, the shliach tzibur has to call out. He says, Yivarech echa, and then the kohanim answer, Yivarech echa. And then he says, Hashem. The kohanim answer, Hashem. So he has to lead the kohanim. V'loimer lefnei ha-kohanim kol teva of teva. Kidaminim mesach desoita. Now, when he comes to Virech Hashem v'yishmerecha at the end of the first bracha, and the Kohanim say v'yishmerecha, if he's going to have to answer Amen, lo yuchal lachavin maher lahaschal b'brach shalachareo, he has to already begin the second bracha, Yor Hashem, he has to begin with Yor. So now he's saying Amen on their bracha. He has to begin for the Kohanim the next bracha. He might get confused. He won't quickly be able to be mechavin lahaschal b'brach shalachra. And where do we find that the shliach tzibur has to lead the kohanim word by word and tell them what the next word is that they have to say? Can I mean b'medrash? And mor lahem, you should tell them, melamed, sheshliach tzibur oimer lahem, kol dibur, that the shliach tzibur tells the kohanim each one of the words that are found in the Birchas Kohanim. So we don't give him the extra responsibility to say Amen when they conclude their bracha, because he has to start them off with the next bracha. He might get confused. Continues the Mishnah. Emein Shem Kohen Elohu, if he's the only Kohen in the Shul, Lo Yises Kapov, he should not duchen, says the Charedim. Emein Shem Kohen Elohu, Ashliach Tzibur. The Shliach Tzibur is the only Kayin. He shouldn't duchen. Why? Says the Chredim, the Shem, Allah Yuchel Lachs, L'Tvilosoi, L'Das, L'Chavein, L'Haskel, Sim Sholom. Because after the Birchus Kahanim, he has to go back to lead the Tzibur with Sim Sholom. And maybe he'll get confused. Shadatim, Terefus, Olav, Me'emes, HaTzibur. He has fear of the Tzibur. He's doing two jobs at one time. On the one hand, he's the Shliach Tzibur. On the other hand, he's the Kayin, and he has to do Birchus Kahanim. And then he has to go back and do the Sim Sholom. He might get confused, and therefore, if he is the Shliach Tzibur, he should not be the Kohen giving the Birchas Kohanim. However, concludes the Mishnah, ve'im haftachosei, if he is confident, shehu noise es kapa, v'choizu l'tfilosei, that he's able to do Birchas Kohanim, and without any problem, he can revert right back to his role of being the Shliach Tzibur and properly begin Sim Sholeim, then the halacha is reshoy, he is allowed to, and the Mishnah Brura in Simen Kuf, Chav Ches, Sif Kotten, Ayin Vav, tells us that Bizman Hazeh, when we daven from a Siddur, so the Shliach Tzibur, who's the only Kohen in the Shul, is allowed to say the Birchas Kohanim, because we're not worried that he won't be able to revert back to his bracha, that he has to lead the Kehillah with Sim Sholom, because he's davening from a Siddur. So the Siddur is tantamount, is equal to his being confident that he will not have a problem, and therefore Bizman Hazeh, in this situation, he would be allowed to be both the Shliach Tzibur and the Kohen, giving the Birchas Kohanim. Exactly how it's done when the Shliach Tzibur is the Kohen as well, the Charedim discusses it in the last Charedim, which in Mir Tzashem we will learn in our next shir, when we learn the Gemara on this Mishnah, Halacha Dalet.